Hello, this is Apostle Thompson, greeting and blessing from the Lord our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to meditate a few more time on worship. Worshiping is honoring God, and it produces an intimacy and a fellowship that I believe that we all need with God. I'm going to finally start teaching you about finances and prosperity, but I want to get you in a worship mode first, that you can always keep him first, because money without worship is a dangerous thing. I want to go back to this woman in the 15th chapter of Matthew, this Canaanite woman. The Bible talks about her faith. Jesus says she had great faith. But right in the midst of her prayer and her faith, a request being made known to God, seemed like she wasn't getting through. The 25th verse in the 15th chapter of Matthew said, "Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me." Now notice she worshiped before she asked for anything. She got in God's presence. She got in God's honoring God in a special way. When we worship God, it creates intimacy between you and the Father. Secondly, it releases kingdom insight. In other words, worship causes heaven to open and unfold. You must understand that worship is an inner experience being expressed on the outside. God, in the midst of worship, began to manifest himself in you. Actually, my brothers and sisters, worship involved a total man. We find in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the spirit, soul, and body. Worship also ignites your authority and dominion from the throne. Then Hebrews 4:16 said, "Let us come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy to help in time of need." There's a boldness when we get in the presence of God and honor God, acknowledge God. There's a boldness come upon us. Worship will increase the volume of God's voice in your life. In other words, when I say increase the volume, you come to a better understanding, a clarity of the direction of God, because you have acknowledged him and honored him. And then this last thing this morning, all inabilities fade in the presence of God. At the time of worship, all possibilities become a reality. Now, it's going to take effort to worship. The flesh does not want to worship. You've got to worship God in spirit and truth. The Holy Spirit has to help you. We've been talking about it a few weeks now. And I believe that you can do this. My form of worship is I lift my hand, lift my heart, lift my mind toward glory. And I just bathe myself in the goodness of God. You know, God is good. I bathe myself in the goodness of God, tell him how good he is, and then I find out that I get engulfed in his presence. May you today get in the presence of God as you lift your hand, lift your heart, and thank God for all the good things he has done for you. Be content where you are now. Keep praising God, and he'll give you direction to go farther. May the grace of God be on you this day, that you worship him in spirit and in truth.